One time say,
just one time.
He will take care of you. He will take care of you. Trust and never doubt him. He'll bring you out.
Here we go.
Check it. Sometimes life can be a lonely road. Make you feel like you can't bear the load. But don't give in, cause there's one thing I know.
He has great thoughts of you, so don't give up, he plans your breakthrough.
Sometimes your friends can cause the greatest pain. Make your tears flow like the pouring rain. Let me tell ya, don't give in.
Out of all things I am, everything I hope to be, if you look into my heart, there's a worshiper in me. Out of all the things I am, everything I hope to be, if you look into my heart, there's a worshiper in me. Worshiper in me. You are holy.
You are holy.
Yes, you are God.
I really love you.
From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, in the spirit, love to worship you,
love to worship you,
oh Lord, oh, you are. Don't you know we serve a holy God? I will ever. My God, oh, 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 oh,
oh,
I love to worship,
love to worship you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, oh, oh. Into my heart, there's a worshiper in me.
Out of all the things I am,
everything I hope to be, if you look into my heart, there's a worshiper in me. Worshiper in me. I love this. Listen. Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And the worshiper is in me. Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And the worshiper. And the worshiper
is in me.
The Spirit of the Lord
is upon me.
And the worshiper
is in me.
Love the worship. Lift those hands right now. This is a good place. Come on, celebrate him. If you really love the worship, come on, begin to bless him. Come on, come on. Give him the fruit of your lips right now. Come on. Everybody in this place, come on, stretch your hands before your God. Just celebrate him. Come on, come on. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much you care. Tell him how great he is in your life.
Well, once again, you have entered into the Prophet's Closet. I am your guest speaker on tonight, Prophet Dwayne Woods. Normally would start off, hey, I'm your friend, I'm your brother, I'm your cousin, I'm your nephew, I'm the neighbor across the street, I'm the one you miss talking to on the bus. But today is something different. Something different about today that I'm getting ready to discuss. We've been speaking about my mind is playing tricks on me. you know, tricky thoughts that we have as the people of God. And we have a misconception that I believe this one thing, but the thing that I believe is not necessarily truth. And I remember giving a demonstration of how my grandmother used to always do this one thing. And it's like it was passed on to me. And I begin to do the same thing that my grandmother was doing. And then I come to find out that it was wrong for me to be doing it. But I thought it was the truth because what my grandmother was doing. So some of us, we have what I call traditionalism or hand-me-down things that we only do based beyond what our family members have passed on to us to do. This is the reason why there's so many problems in the body of Christ, because we're doing things traditionally and we're not doing things the way God wants us to do it. Amen, somebody. You know, the Bible talks about in the book of Isaiah 55, 8 and 9, I believe it is, it says, my ways, your ways. I mean, we can stop right there. There are so many people who say God said this, but really, did God really tell you to act that way towards that individual? Did God really tell you to cuss that individual out because you were in your feelings at the moment and you felt that you needed to share what was on your mind towards that individual? We have a misconception about how we're supposed to treat people when really we're supposed to be looking at people the way God looks at them, the way God views them, the way God handles them. Amen. We, because we are humans, we get in our human emotions and we begin to act upon our emotions, and then we say, well, this is God. No, it ain't God for you to be angry. It ain't God for you to walk in unforgiveness. That ain't none of God. That ain't none of God. So is your mind playing tricks on you to act a certain kind of way, to be a certain kind of way, and then you formalize in your mindset that this is the right and acceptable behavior to God? Well, I beg to differ. And if you want to go with me over to the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, let's go to the book of Romans, the 8th chapter. So we've been talking about my mind is playing tricks on me. But before we go over to Romans, the 8th chapter, I want you to listen to this. This is a powerful statement. Your thoughts have power. Thoughts in line with the word of God. Thank you, Pastor E. Thank you, Pastor E. Hey, you know, man, I tell you, when we've been talking about this thoughts, you know, the thoughts, my mind is playing tricks on me. It was given to me because I listened to the words of a rap group by the name of help me out, Pastor E. I can't think of the name of them right now, but it was based upon the name of this rap group, and they made a song called My Mind is Playing Tricks on Me, and they used to have a rapper by the name of Scarface, another rapper by the name of the Ghetto Boys. Thank you, Pastor E. And for those who don't know Pastor E, he is the orchestrator of this line. He is the founder of the Now Network, and I thank God for this man of God who's been in my life for I would think almost 8 years. And but man, I tell you, he's an awesome man of God, and he's going to come on afterwards, and we're going to have a discussion. But the Ghetto Boys had made this song called "My Mind is Playing Tricks on Me." And in the midst of that, I began to talk to the Father about this simple passage, my mind is playing tricks on me. And he said that there is a misconception of that I said this when I really didn't say this, Dwayne, and people are acting out this way or that way, saying that this is God's way, when really that's not God's way. So he said there's a misconception in the body of Christ. I did this, or I want you to do this, or I said for you to do this, and it comes down to the point that my mind is really playing tricks on me. Why do you act the way that you act? Why are you the way that you are? Who put this inside of you? God gave us a revelation, but before I get to that revelational part, I want you to read, to listen to what I just wrote. I wrote, your thoughts have power. Thoughts in line with the word of God will protect your spirit, soul, and body. Listen to that. Thoughts with the word of God will protect your spirit, your soul, and your body. Negative thoughts will cost you dearly. Negative thoughts, I'm going to say that again. Negative thoughts will cost you dearly. It will bring the same effect to your spirit, your soul, and your body. Negative thoughts will. The Bible talks about, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So is he. So if you would, go over to the book of Romans, the 8th chapter. The 8th chapter in the book of Romans, I believe I'm going to start at verse number 6. Romans, the 8th chapter, give you a little bit of time to go over there. Romans, the 8th chapter, and I'm going to start at verse number 6. Verse number 6. Romans 8 and 6. If everybody got it, cool, cool. Let's move forward. The Bible says, so letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Let me read that again. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. So anytime that you allow your nature, which is your carnal mind, if you allow your carnal mind to lead you, it leads you into nothing but destruction and to death. Carnal mindset, that's your flesh. That's the things that goes into your thought process. When you don't allow God to come into your mindset and you begin to start thinking about all of this stuff, what somebody did to you, how they said it to you, it really plants seeds into your mindset, because this is the reason why we got a get back spirit. Oh, I'm going to get that individual back. Sooner or later, I'm going to get them back. They don't know when it's going to come, but I'm going to get them back. That's because a seed has been planted into your mind, so now your mind begins to respond based upon what somebody did to you, what somebody said to you, and it's how it controls how you act. Listen to me. When people do things to you, it controls how you respond. If your mama did something to you, if your daddy did something to you, it stores up memory blanks in the back of your mind. This is the reason why we have triggers. This is why many people have triggers. Everybody I've spoke to got triggers. And these triggers, it triggers the deep embedded things in your mind, and it brings you into a prison, if you will. It keeps you in a prison, keeps you bound up, keeps you always thinking about what somebody did. That's why we need to have therapy. It's okay to go to therapy. It's okay to release some of this stuff to folk who can help you exercise this stuff about your mind. But if you don't, you'll always be bound up. You'll always be thinking about what somebody did to you. And guess what? Somebody can say something to you, and they might not be the person who did it to you, but it'll trigger something inside of you to the point where it's going to either shut you down or you're going to talk to that individual about what took place in your life. And then some things we don't even fully discuss with folk. We don't let folk in. So how can somebody new understand you when they don't even know what has taken place? They don't even know what has happened. It's because of the carnal mindset that we are in and we operate in. But it ain't your fault. It's the enemy's fault. The enemy has planted a seed. And I'm going to tell you something, that God gave me some revelation about what he did in the Garden of Eden. Y'all, we're getting ready to go on a journey here, because I want you to understand how he came into play in the garden. It was for a reason. And because of the reason that he was there, it opened up the mindsets of humanity. He was able to plant a seed into Eve. And by planting the seed to Eve, it did not take place until Eve allowed what was planted into her to be transferred to her husband. And once it transferred to her husband, it opened up so many things. It opened up everything in the generational, the lines, everything in your ancestral lineage. It opened it all the way up until now, here we are today. God spoke to Adam in the book of Genesis, the second chapter. He's told Adam, he gave him some commands. He told him what not to do. And many people say, well, Eve was not pulled all out of him yet. And you're right about it. Eve was in him, but Eve wasn't pulled out of him yet. And this is the reason why the enemy in chapter 3 goes to Eve and said, did God really say that? Ooh, God, y'all gotta get this. She knew because of her being placed inside of Adam. She knew what God said. But the enemy challenged. He challenged the very word that God gave to both of them. Did God really say that? So he goes to the weaker vessel and plants a seed. She begins to be desirable of the tree that was in the middle of the garden. And what did she do? The Bible says she took thereof because of her eyes were glazed at everything that was pertaining to the tree. She bit of the unforbidden fruit, and then the Bible says she gave it to her husband. And once she gave it to her husband, God says that right then opened up the mindsets to humanity. The enemy was able to place seeds in the mind. That's why when you come out of the birthing canal, the Bible says that we were born into sin and shaped in iniquity, which means that whatever he placed inside of the birth canal, you got to remember, goes all the way back to when God says, you will travail. Ooh, shy, my God, glory. The baby that comes out of the birth canal, you will travail having this baby. You're going to go through some things. And because you're going through some things, guess what your baby going to do? Your baby going to feel every effect of what you are going through. Woo-sha-ta-da-bo-sha. My God, glory. Yeah, I hope y'all are ready. Glory be to God. So he goes on in the book of Romans. He simply said in verse number 6, he says, letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But then there's a flip side to it. There's always a flip side to it. But this is the part when you got to allow God to have total control over your life. You got to remove these thoughts. The Bible says, cast down every imagination that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Glory be to God. You got to cast down these thoughts. When things begin to get into your mindset,
all
glory. Hallelujah.
Don't
I don't know. We got somebody talking in the background. I don't know what's going on. Remember I told y'all we got some things going on the line. So please be patient with us. Hallelujah. So hopefully the line will be cleared. All right, hopefully can everybody hear me? Hopefully everybody can hear me.
Yes, I heard a
reverb. Okay, yeah, somebody was speaking, so I just wanted to make sure nobody was cutting into the line. Okay, so when you begin to allow your mind to be that mind of Christ, that's when God can now put you on the pathway that you need to be put on. But it's only until you allow your mind to be surrendered to the power of God. Amen. So there's a flip side to what I said in verse number 6. It says, but letting the spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. When you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and to lead and direct your mind, it leads you to what? Life and peace. I want y'all to listen to this. It leads you to life and peace when you allow the Holy Spirit to do this. But when you yourself do it, it leads you to death. Your mind is playing tricks on you. That person really never said she didn't like you. It's just that your mind told you, or someone planted a seed and said, hey, you know, Sister So-and-so don't really care too much about you. But did you talk to Sister So-and-so? Did you talk to Brother So-and-so? Or did you just get secondhand information that was trying to get things started? And we got to be very careful. We got to be very careful. And I remember saying this years ago, whoever you lend your ear to, you've lent your soul to. Whoever you allow to speak into your ear will control your soul. People, we got people who can't even sleep properly because their mind just runs. Just runs. All night long, that computer is steady running. You don't even know when to shut that computer down because it's steady running. It's steady running. It's steady thinking about what I'm going to do. You're not even promised tomorrow, but you're thinking about what's going to happen on tomorrow. But it's only by the grace of God that we're still here. Amen. So let's go to verse number 7. Let's go to verse number 7. It says, for the sinful nature is always hostile to God. Which is the mind. That's what it's really saying. Your mind is hostile to the things of God. That's why if you go to the book of James, the first chapter in the book of James, I believe it's around the 7th or the 8th verse, it says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Unstable in all of his ways. Some of us don't know whether we're coming or going because we're unstable. Our mind is always thinking for us. Our mind is always speaking for us. Sometimes we need to just check to see did I really say that? You mean to tell me I really did that? We need to start checking ourselves to make sure that our mind is in tune with the things of God. What is really going on? Why am I still having an ought? After all of these years, I've been, Lord, thank you. Somebody been carrying an ought inside of them since they've been 16 years old. An ought. And do you know that if you die today, you won't make it because an ought is also unforgiveness. We don't know how to forgive. Our mind won't even allow us to forgive folk because of what it's been planted into our mind. Amen. But what did Jesus say when they did these terrible things to him and nailed him to a cross? Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been nailed to a cross? Have you ever had all of your hair ripped out? Have you ever been beat beyond unrecognition that nobody recognized who you were? Did somebody put a crown of thorns on your head and shove them into your brain? Did somebody stretch you on a cross and put these giant nails in your hands and then driven them through your leg, through your ankles and pinch you up on something and then stood you up in the air? Has anybody ever done that to you? And then when they did it to him, look what he says. He looks up towards heaven and says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And here we are holding oughts, holding unforgiveness because of what somebody did to us. But let me explain this to each and every one of you who are listening to me. It wasn't the individual who done it to you. It was a spirit that done it through them to you to have you respond the way that you're responding right now. So you mean to tell me that you allow a spirit, a demon, to keep you from heaven when he planted the seed in the individual who you are walking in unforgiveness with to now allow you to miss heaven? Oh, come on, somebody. Y'all better wake up in here. Amen. Your mind is tricks on you because it wasn't the individual who did it. Yes, it was them flesh and blood, but they were controlled by a spirit, and the spirit did it to you. And so instead of you having unforgiveness towards a spirit, you got it towards an individual. Y'all y'all better get with me on here tonight. Amen. Your mind is playing tricks on you to believe that the person who said that they love you, that they'll never do anything to you, has now caused you to miss something so far and great because you won't let unforgiveness go. You won't let it go. And if you don't let it go, in the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter, Jesus says, if you can't give forgiveness, you can't get forgiveness. But your mind is captive to what has been taking place in your life. It is holding you captive. And then when you want to try to break away from it, you can't. I remember speaking to a lady some years ago. And some years ago. It was about maybe 3 years ago. She's been going to therapy for over 20-something years. And when I came into her life, I began to talk to her about forgiveness. And then she told me later on, she said it offended her that I would speak about forgiveness. She said, because you don't even know my life. You don't know what I've been through. And so here, who are you to tell me that I don't forgive? I said, but you misunderstood. I never told you that you didn't have forgiveness in you. I just started speaking about forgiveness. Or she was walking in unforgiveness ever since she was 16 years old because of what her daddy did to her. Because of what her daddy did to her. She's 50-something years old, right? So when I came into her life 2 years ago and was speaking about unforgiveness, she went to her therapist. Now, her therapist could never get her to talk about what happened at the age of 16. But Pastor E, because I was speaking to her about forgiveness and releasing stuff, she was able to start talking to her therapist about what happened to her at the age of 16. Her therapist started to cry. She began to cry because it was a major breakthrough that her therapist couldn't get. She couldn't get in there. And then she began to tell her therapist about a little old dude by the name of Dwayne who began to talk to her about forgiveness. And guess what, y'all? Her relationship between her and her dad is like nothing has ever happened because she allowed forgiveness to come into the room. And anytime you allow forgiveness to come into your mindset, it changes the very demographics of your thought pattern. Oh, good God Almighty. And it begins to change things and move things that was placed there by the enemy. Now it removes it because now forgiveness takes centerfold over your mind. And that's all you be thinking about. I need to forgive that person. I need to go forgive that individual. I need to go forgive them. Forgiveness brings life. Spiritual side, that's the Holy Spirit. It brings life and peace. There are a lot of unrestless individuals in the world because they don't have no life, they don't have no peace, because their mind won't allow them to gather the concept. Amen. Oh, my God. I tell you, I feel the glory. I feel the glory of God. Hallelujah. So are y'all still with me? So over here, now watch this. Proverbs 23:7, it says this. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. Which means in the book of Proverbs, he says, because of where your mind is at, because of how you've been thinking about certain things, your heart will never be with the heart that will match the heart of God. So as you think within yourself, what is self? That's the carnal side of a man or a woman. That's self. So I can't think anything higher than what self has already thought. I can't move anywhere further because of what I believe in myself. Amen. Have you ever had somebody to say that you're such an awesome individual, but you can't even get past that because of all the words that were spoken against you? So as a man thinketh within his heart, so is he. That's Proverbs 23 and verse number 7. And then it goes on in verse number 8 of Romans 8 and 8. It says, so then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. When you are operating in your flesh, you can't please God. God is not in the midst of that because God does not dwell in your flesh. He's a spirit that's connected to your spirit. He's not connected to the flesh. That's why we do what we do. That's why we entertain certain things because of our flesh. That ain't God. That has nothing to do with God. Glory be to God. The Bible says, in this flesh dwells what? No good thing. Nothing is good about the flesh. Nothing. Nothing is good about the flesh. But we entertain it. We drink our drinks. We smoke our smoke. We sex our sex. We do all of this stuff, you know, because the Bible also says that sin is pleasurable. Sin is pleasurable. Which means your flesh loves that. It loves it. It was shaped and formed into it. So guess what? It's so attached to it, we don't even know how to detach ourselves from stuff because our flesh is so attached to it. You know? Man, this is real good, even though God is going in a whole other direction. But to God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go back up to verse number 7 in the book of Romans. It says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, but it is not subject to the law of God. When your mind is fighting against the things of God, don't you know God can't even enter into it? Because your mind have bars. It's the strongest thing that is known is your mind. Your mind is really strong. And it ain't going to take heed to just anything. Not even what God says. It ain't going to even take heed to it. Because it's fighting against what God says. Your flesh is actually fighting against what God is saying. That's why when God says that you greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Your mind can't even fathom the concept of that. Because your mind is always thinking, well, how can I be great in this area when I was born like this or I was living in this way? Your mind tells you that you can't do certain things. Your mind tells you that you can't accomplish this. Your mind tells you you're always going to be this way. Your mind tells you that you're not going to live the way that you purposed your purpose to live. Your mind tells you that. But it's when you begin to say, God, let this mind be in you, the same mind that's also in Christ Jesus. I surrender this mind to you, to your will, to your ways, God. It's when you begin to read Hebrews 9 and 14, and how much more should the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge my conscience from dead works to serve the living God. We need our minds to be purged. We need to lay hands on our minds and ask God to purge this mindset that I won't be thinking the way I've been thinking. I won't be doing the things that I've been doing. The enemy is not going to affect me in this area no longer because my mind is made up. Do anybody on the line have a made up mind? I do. I want a made up mind that I don't continue to keep doing the things that I used to do. But I got to think on these things. You know, in the book of Philippians, the 8th chapter, it talks about thinking on these things. What are these things that are lovely, these things that are true. Think on them things. And when you begin to think on them things, guess what? You see things differently. Okay, I live on the west side. Well, go on the north side of town and start looking at something totally different so your mind can gather the thoughts of how did these people get over here? How did these people live in these type of mansions? How did these people drive these nice vehicles? You got to see something different. You got to see yourself doing something totally different from what you've been doing. It's time for folk to get off that merry-go-round. You've been seeing the same thing day in and out. You've been in the same conversations day in and out. Change partners. Get around people who are talking some great things. It'll change your mindset. I promise you it will. But if you stay around the same conversations, guess what? That is not elevating where you're getting ready or want to go. You'll always stay in the same position. We need to hang around folk who are elevating us. Jesus didn't just hang around sinners. He hung around educated people. And the educated people were like, man, where are you getting this information from that they wanted to hang around him? Because of his thought process. He was on kingdom. We're still here on earthly mindset when you should be elevating your mindset to a kingdom mindset, because there's no limit to the kingdom. There's no limit to the kingdom. But if you allow your mind to continue to keep playing tricks on you, guess what? You're going to get what your mind tells you you're going to get. Man, this is good. This is really good. Thank you, Father. Thank you. So let me go back to my thoughts, what I said. Your thoughts have power. And if anybody ever thinks that your thoughts don't have power, you are sadly mistaken. I don't know who told you that your thoughts don't have power, but thoughts have power. And it's what you do with them thoughts. Where are you going to move them to? Somebody's on here, listen to me right now. You're wanting to start a business. Okay, where are you putting your thoughts at towards your business? How much money do you really want for your business? How much money do you want? What's your starting capital that you want for your business? What side of town do you want your business to be on? What's the main focal point of your business? You got to put thoughts into these things. And if you don't put no thoughts into them, guess what? It's just like a wasted vision. Come on. You got to start reacting and moving on good thoughts. So thoughts have power. Can change your demographics. Your thoughts can change your demographics. Amen. All of this stuff that we see on today, everything comes from a thought. Everything comes from a thought. Any major corporation, it came from a thought. Wendy's came from a thought. KFC came from a thought. Chick-fil-A came from a thought. All of those corporations have come from a thought. What are you thinking? Ooh, good God Almighty. Thinking, are you thinking? Yeah, I said it. And I just heard somebody say, what did he mean? What kind of thinking are you thinking? Just what I said. What kind of thinking are you thinking? What are you thinking about? And I'm going to end y'all in with this. My son calls me. I'm talking to my son, and he's just depressed. I hate the spirit of depression. I hate that spirit. It comes with anxieties. It comes with the thought of failure, and it comes with all of these thoughts. Depression. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Anybody who's depressed, anybody who got the spirit of anxiety, I come against that spirit. Has it attached itself to you, and it has attached itself to your destiny. That's why we're so afraid to change, to try something different. So my son calls me, and he just in his stride, it just vexed my spirit. And, you know, I love my son like no other. I love him. And so I'm speaking to him, and I'm like, well, what's going on? And he said, "Dad, I'm just so disappointed with my life." I said, "You disappointed with your life? What are you talking about? I ain't where I want to be right now." I said, "How old are you?" He said, "I'm 27." I said, "You're 27 years old, and you ain't where you want to be right now." And I said, "Let me help you real quick. Let me help you real quick." Because I said, "Matter of fact, did you talk to your cousin today?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "See, that's the reason why you in this spirit right here, because you think that he got stuff that you want. You don't want those problems, son. But let me help you out real quick." I said, "You're 27 years old." He said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Name me a 27-year-old man or woman who's driving a $65,000 vehicle. Name me one, because I don't know nobody 27 years old driving a $65,000 vehicle. Now, I know there might be some out there, but I don't know none. So name me one who's driving a $65,000 vehicle. Name me a 27-year-old who's making six figures, working at a Fortune 500 company, because you work for UPS. You make great money. You make six figures. You're 27 years old. Name me one. Name me somebody who ain't living with their dad or their mom in today's society. Name me one person, son, who's 27 years old, who had to go live with their mom and dad, had to forfeit their place because of all the interest, the taxes, and everything that went up, inflation. Name me one. Name me one. Name me a 27-year-old who got as much stuff as you got. Name me one." He said, I don't know none. I said, "You're right. I don't know none, and you don't know none. So what you need to do, son, if you want to be a millionaire, you got to start thinking like a millionaire. You're talking about you don't want to work. What millionaire doesn't work? Because he has to continue to keep working in order to keep the millions. So you're always going to have to work. You are in a good position, son. Don't never think less of yourself. I'm saying this to say somebody on here, never think less of yourself because of what you see other folk got. You don't want them problems. Be content where you at until God elevates you to your next destination. Handle what you got today so that it can fulfill your destiny tomorrow. These millionaires have, these billionaires have. You don't want them problems right now for being a thousandaire, you know. Be thankful for that. And then allow God to take you to the next level. But there's phases to every level. But your mind got to be conditioned for each phase that you go through. Your mind has got to be prepared for it. If your mind ain't prepared for it, guess what? You'll always be sitting in that corner talking about woe is me. You'll be just like some of the people that I left in Chicago that are still sitting on the same corners with a woe is me spirit. Still with a thought, man, I should have did this differently. You 50 years old now. Still on the same corner, drinking the same Mad Dog 2020. Come on, somebody. It's time to elevate your mind. It's time to remove yourself from folk who want to stay in certain positions. Well, let me add something on to that. Certain positions and conditions. Glory be to God. Time to level up. It's time to allow God to move your mind from one place to another place. It's time for you to get out of your flesh. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this last scripture, then we're going to open up the lines. Go to me to Philippians, I believe it's Philippians, the 8th chapter. I could be wrong, but I think it's Philippians, the 8th chapter. No, is it the 4th chapter? Fourth chapter, the 8th verse, I believe it is. Yeah, it's the 4th chapter, the 8th verse. And it goes on in the NLT. It says, "And now, dear brother and sister, one final thing. fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent. Look at that. Look, Paul is saying that you need to elevate your mind to. He said, think on that which is excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you've heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. When you begin to exercise your mind and fix your thoughts on things that is true, honorable, right, and pure, and lovely, and admirable, think about these things that are excellent. See yourself moving. See yourself doing something great. Speak to your mind and say, no, I'm never going to stay in this condition that I'm in. I'm never walking in unforgiveness again. And I see things differently because it wasn't them who offended me. It was a spirit that was controlling them that offended me. But it has caused me to have an ought or walk in unforgiveness with folk all these years. Now, since I know the key and got the key, I know now that I got to pray against spirits that has attached themselves to some of my loved ones that have offended me. Oh, I'm helping somebody today. You feel look at things totally different from here on out. Amen, somebody. A spirit has now intervened into one of your loved ones, which has offended you, and you walking in unforgiveness based upon what a spirit did through them. Jesus had said, Father, forgive them, for it wasn't them who did this, but it was a spirit that was trying to kill me. And Jesus said, forgive them, because they were open to a spirit that nailed me to a cross. They were open to a spirit that put this crown of thorns on my head. They were open to a spirit that whooped me 39 times with cat scales and opened up my flesh. They was open to a spirit that tried to kill me, God, but forgive them, because I don't have an issue with them. I have an issue with the spirit. That's why when I leave this earth, I'm going to Hades and I'm getting the keys back from the spirit that was controlling them who did this to me. Oh, y'all don't hear me up in here. Okay, I'm going to open up the lines. I'm going to leave that one alone. Come on, somebody. Pastor E, come on in, man. Let's open up these lines, allow people to say something back to us. Talk back to us today. Talk back to us today. I'm telling you, your mind needs to be opened up. You need to be elevated to think something totally different. It ain't somebody who did it to you. It was a spirit that did it to you. It was a spirit that molested you. It was a spirit that raped you. It wasn't the individual. It was just, they were just open to a spirit. And it has caused you to have all of this stuff going on inside of you all these years. It was spirit. It was a spirit that planted that ideal into Eve and then opened us all up from the time then and to now. A spirit. Well, I hope I helped somebody on today to don't allow your mind to keep playing tricks on you. It's time to level up. It's time to remove the thoughts of our past and ask God to infiltrate the future that we have, that we can move beyond all of this stuff. I see greatness in everybody on the line. I see greatness in you. It's time for you to start seeing greatness in yourself. I am your friend, I'm your brother, I'm your cousin, I'm Prophet Dwayne Woods, and to God be the glory. Come on, Pastor E.
Wait a minute. Now you want to be my friend, my brother, my cousin, my nephew, and all that. You bring the Rav. Look, you bring the Rav. Now you want to be my homie. Man, it just, you know, when you get into, and I really just am just so, I'm so fervent about this, is that we're all talking about the number one subject and the number one message that God has given us to preach is the power of the mind. And if you don't have control and if you don't have discipline, and if you don't have goals and purpose and knowing your assignment, your mind will play tricks on you, and as you listen to the Ghetto Boys, they'll make the rhyme go good. But if you look deep enough into things, they're talking about not trusting, not forgiving, not loving, not being safe, not being valued. And it's the mind,
exactly,
because of what they put in, and that's what we really got to nail down, is that it's not so much your mind. It's what you put in your mind.
It's what you put in your mind.
If you watch enough things through your visual, or you listen to enough things through your sound, if you take enough things in through your five senses, whichever five you choose to worship, those things now take over, because whatever you put in has control.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a Christian, but you keep putting in profanity, and somebody kicks you. Now, I didn't say I didn't think profanity, but I didn't say profanity. But I'm talking about the one who said it. That means you have more of profanity in you than you do the word of God. I never said
yes.
I didn't have to battle with the thought. You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying
yes, sir.
That I didn't have
yes,
to
sir.
Battle with the thought that I want to cuss you out, but, ooh, but God, I want to love you. So you
exactly.
make a choice in the mind to how your body, how your physical reacts in this world. And that's what's so important about it, because I know a lot of people are going to run up on this, but in therapy, they'll tell you that the number one thing that will ruin you is stinky thinking.
Stinking thinking, brother. Yes, sir.
If it smells like trash, it's trash.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If it looked like trash, it's trash.
Yes, indeed.
You cannot recreate trash into something that you want for the rest of your life. Blew
yes,
my mind
indeed.
When I learned that principle about stinky thinking. Because if your thinking is not on things of good, as you said, Philippians chapter 4 teaches us to think on these things that now generate those the powerful thoughts that you know how to fight the battle of the mind and say, okay, I used to cuss you out, but I'm going to love you right now. I cussed you out up here, but I didn't sin in the world, so now there's no account. I can
yes.
go back to God now and say, forgive me, Lord. I know I'm getting better, and believe me, it took years, and you can tell a prophet, this is not an overnight sensation. I can tell you it took me 10 good years to control my mouth.
Man, come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Really? And
yes,
to this day.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
I'm not that far removed, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Because I know that, as Proverbs teaches, is that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So I have to really hone into then to make sure my thoughts are of God, so I don't have the battles of this world. What did Paul tell us? Do not be conformed to this world,
but be transformed.
Be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
Your heart is not in your chest. Your heart is in your head.
Yes.
Because and I'm gonna get off here because I'll go into a whole nother teaching. But the heart in your body will only process blood, and it's like a pump. It pumps blood through the arteries. That's the only thing that's in your left side of your chest. But
that's
the heart
it.
Of man is in your head. That's where
it's
you
in your head.
Okay, oh, I can't do without her. My heart is hurt.
Yeah.
No, your head is hurt.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I'm so depressed in my heart. No, it's not your heart. It's your head. So
yeah.
I had to, prophet, really confront myself and get in control of my thinking. And the number one thing that helped me is that the information I put in.
Man, you better come on, somebody. You better come on, somebody.
I won my battle by the information that I put in and doing the investigation to make sure that's good information. The lines are open because me and prophet could get on this and go all night.
Man, we can go all night. Let me tell you something, bro. You said something that was very powerful. Now, one of the things that I don't do, I don't get around gossip. You know, if sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so is talking about somebody and they come to me with it, people know, don't even mess with Prophet Woods, because I'm going to pull you and that individual and say, okay, y'all two both got an issue with each other. I think y'all need to handle that. Because I'm not going to allow. Come on, bro.
Where you get that from? I remember when I first met you. People was trying to clown. I said, Hit the brakes. Hold up. No,
yeah,
we are not going there. Let me step in right now.
Pastor E say, man, Pastor E came and said, look here, bro. Look, man, for you, man, yeah, we go toe-to-toe for somebody. I go toe-to-toe for somebody, man. You know, but no, we're not doing that. You ain't doing that to my prophet. You ain't doing that to him.
No,
you know.
That's the prophet. This is his closet. This ain't your closet.
That's right.
Oh, man, that's about seven or eight years ago. I know Pastor Terry remembers because she has not missed a broadcast.
Not one.
She has not missed a broadcast. She could tell you back from the getting over the hump to pressing over the hump to Real Talk on Fridays to, man, we used to be popping. Oh, my God. But anyway, back to, because I see we got some hands. I see Pastor Terry. I see Prophetess Lisa up, got her hands up. Area code 213, last 47729. We're going to get to you right now. But it's about being conscious, accountable, and submissive.
Yes, sir.
And you might say, why is submissive at last? Because submissive is where it starts and ends. You have to be willing to, because it's hard. I'm telling you, it's hard not to go back to yesterday.
Yes, yes.
And my battle ain't 20 years ago, Prophet. My battle is just 5 minutes ago.
I don't want to go backwards.
Because I know the results, and I'm not ready for what I'm ready for is the glory of God in my life, and whether it feels good or doesn't, I'm gonna still do it. Area code.
Yes.
Let's see who was first tonight. Area code. Let's do a number that we don't know. Area code 213, last 47729. You are live, and you are in the prophet's closet. Come on, speak to us.
Praise the Lord, preachers. Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Hey, What's up, elder?
What's
going on? I want to bless your son with this Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17. Do not nourish hatred in your heart for any of your relatives. Confront people directly so you will not be held guilty for their sins. I want you to get with Pastor E when we get off this line. And bring your son to my job downtown Skid Row, because it seems like you need a check. You be surprised. I get guys that walk out of the office in Beverly Hills and out of their Fortune companies and said, I said, what are you doing down here? They said, I'm tired of running the rat race. They left their house in Beverly Hills. They left their Mercedes, and they sleeping on the Skid Row. They say, I'd rather be happy here than running the rat race there. So I think you need to hook up with Pastor E, because many of us need a check. We need a check, and we forget when we was praying for a job. Now we got a job. We contend in a job, and we looking at more people with jobs, and it look like they flourishing, but you don't know nothing behind the scenes what's really going on. So I wanted to go a little bit deeper what you were saying about you don't know about what them people, you could went a little deeper. You want them problems that they have? Do you know that car battery costs $700? Did you know the type of wheels that when they get a flat, these certain wheels for this car need to be, they $500 a tire? Are you ready for that? This part, your cooling system messed up. They want $3,000 to fix this car. Are you ready for that? So you can go way deeper when you're looking at stuff, but you really don't see what you're looking at.
That's true.
You understand what I'm saying? And so many of us today, Pastor E said something, that many of us are not God conscious. I'm talking about Christian folk here. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
What are you thinking today? Are you really God conscious on every day?
Yes.
Like, I want to miss hell. I don't want to go to hell. I want to miss hell. Are you God conscious? God, let me minister to somebody today that they might get saved and accept you as a Lord and personal Savior. Are you God conscious every single day that you wake up? Had not it been for God on my side, I'd be sleeping in my grave. Do you really know that? when he puts back the forces of evil. Do you really understand
bro.
That?
He got to preach
you know, and so many of us don't. So get with Pastor E. Have your son come down there because I show him and I point people out. He went to Harvard right there. See him right there? He on crystal meth. He went to Harvard. See him right here? He got an album. Right now, it's a jazz album. It's hot. We can look it up. See him right there? He a rapper, and his daddy famous, but he's smoking crystal meth, and he on the ground. Come here. Let me show you something. See her right there? She was the head lady over the county office, sitting up high in the office for the Los Angeles County. See her? She over there lost her mind. She don't get high, but she sit there all day. Come here. Let me give you something. You need to come bring him down there on one of his off days and come see me. And at my job,
Hey, Doc, they in Atlanta, Georgia. And
that,
I'm not saying
I will fly. I will fly to Atlanta, bro. I will fly.
Hold on. God finna change some things on our travel plans. I'm telling everybody that know me. God finna change some things. Now church on the go, Pastor Terry already putting together a schedule. We finna hit the road. But anyway, they in Atlanta. See, and just for the sake of introduction, Dwayne, this is Carlos.
Yes, sir.
Carlos, this is Dwayne. We family. We brothers, okay? Now, this
What's
is
going
Prophet
on, Carlos?
Dwayne.
Yes, sir.
Out of Chicago, down in Atlanta, all across the East Board, prophet of 100-something churches. Elder Carlos Eppinger is on the board at West Angeles under Bishop Blake, and Blake. There's three Blakes out there, so you got to put them all in order. Blake. But Carlos is actually in the know-how of everything at West Angeles. The brother is dynamic.
Wow.
And he's always, raw and uncut and straight to the word. And he ain't playing. He works at L.A.
Yes.
Mission down on the corner of San Pedro.
At the midnight. The midnight mission.
He's at the midnight
Yes. San Pedro
on the corner.
And 6th Street. And we the only mission that stay open all night where people
24.
Can run in. 24. All
it takes hours.
Mission, all the other missions are Christian organizations. Let me tell you this. They Christian organizations and they close at 5 o'clock. We the
wow.
only one that's ran by police and masons. And we get
wow.
the most powerful people that come there to donate, and we get volunteers out this world. So where you guys in Atlanta, you need to find a shelter. You need to have your son go down there and volunteer, and I bet he'll be so grateful that he got that job. He probably come back and go hard in the paint and get promoted.
You didn't hear Prophet trying to get a vacation in this and come out here and preach at the Now Church all in one. See, he said, I'm going to get a ticket and come out here and see it because the magnitude of what happens downtown Skid Row is nothing in no other state. And I've been in all these other states. Skid Row is where it's really, really going. Hey, thank you so much, Prophet. We got a couple of callers out here. Elder, thank you so much. My brother,
yes,
I'm going to get us all connected where we can talk, man. Much love, man. Call me after the
yes,
show.
Much love,
sir.
Elder. Much love,
yes,
Elder.
Prophetess Lisa, welcome to the closet.
Good evening.
My bad, Pastor Terry. Prophetess didn't say this day, so we're going to go to Pastor Terry.
You know, that may be Prophetess Lori on the line. My sister, Prophetess Lori, she may be listening because she did text.
They both on here tonight.
Oh,
they both on here tonight.
God.
But she didn't die one. She didn't. Prophetess Lori didn't die one.
Prophetess, you having a reunion of the Now Network family? Amen. You know, Pastor, I'm over here saying glory to God for him. Amen. But it's been about over 7 years. When God says in growth, spiritual growth is our 7 years, it's been over that. So, but it seems like more because that's how connected we are. But the word you gave tonight, you know, and Pastor, you know, all the listeners, I'm on here as much as I can on these broadcasts, because we know our faith grows by hearing the word and hearing the word of God. So I come on here because this is family, that we can hear the word, we can share the word, and we can get understanding. But I touch and agree with you. And,
hallelujah.
And I heard Elder Carlos say, we bind up depression. Because,
amen.
You know, they said depression. They say it's a depression is a common, but it's a serious disorder.
Yes,
this
it is.
This is what, an anxiety, because I suffered with anxiety at the loss of my mom, but I had to get closer in Christ. And as you was ministering, you were saying Philippians 4 and 8, thinking things that are lovely. But when you think about the songs they putting out there, with my mind on my money and my money on my mind. And we know when the OJ says, for the love of money, sometimes we got to listen to the words and think about this is what that's been input into the younger generations in their ears. They hear it all day long. They made so many versions of that because, like they said, he only comes to attack our minds. So praise be to God for you guys, Pastor Eve, Prophet Woods, and all the listeners for sharing the uncompromised word of God so we can all grow spiritually. Spiritually,
amen.
So we can all be equipped to go out and do what he's calling us to do. Amen.
Amen.
Much love. Amen.
No, more love.
Amen. God bless you.
Prophetess Lisa, come on. Welcome into the closet. Testing. 1, 2, 3. We're going to go straight down to the woman of God. Prophetess, evangelist, Lori. Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. God bless you, Prophet.
Wait a minute.
God bless
that sounds
you,
like a familiar. That sounds like a familiar voice. Wait a minute. I know that voice from somewhere.
Yes, you do. I know that one too, and I'm hearing. I know all these voices.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless you. It's so, you know, it's just wonderful when you just get confirmation. I woke up this morning and you know, with that song come to me. You know the song, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And that's what we got to do. But I woke up this morning, and the Lord gave me that Philippians 4, and I read it in the Message Bible. And he had me get into it because a friend of mine was going through, a pastor friend of mine, and I had to call the pastor up and give him that scripture. And I read it from the Message Bible, and God broke that thing down and ministered to her and her husband because they was really going through in their minds.
Wow.
And you know that our minds is the devil's playground. If you let him in, he going to ride, he going to swing, he going to slide, he going to do everything else in our minds. And once he's got our minds, that's it. And I find myself, I mean, we are in this flesh, and we got to cast them imaginations down. I don't care how many times you got to do it, but the word works. But you got to work the word. It ain't going to just work. You got to work it.
Amen.
Because the mind is something else. And you know, back when that commercial used to come on, that mind is a terrible thing to waste. They was talking about college and this and that, but no, the mind is really a terrible thing to waste. And the devil will come after your mind where you won't even know God. You won't know nothing. You won't know what hit you. There's so much mental illness. So much mental. People killing people left and right because they done lost their minds.
Yep.
Get all the shootings and the killings and shooting up churches, shooting up stadium, shooting up here, shooting up there, shooting up everywhere, where people just lost their minds. And I work with them daily on the street. People not in their right minds. And there's so many Christians, people that say they know Jesus. Man, we better have Jesus. We know God got us. He said he ain't going to never leave us nor forsake because he always going to be with us. He lives on us, but we better have him. Because that's what Paul was talking about in that Philippians 4. You better have him. You better keep your mind stayed on God. Worrying, stress, anxiety, frustrations, all of that stuff come, it starts in your mind. And this is a powerful, excellent teaching, Prophet Woods. Get
Amen.
It out here, because we as God's people, he said, pray for our brothers and sisters, pray without ceasing, and we got to constantly tell them, you know, keep your mind. I teach everybody, everywhere I go, that's the first scripture I give them when it comes to the mind. Cast them imaginations down, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. Cast those imaginations down.
Mm-hmm.
Because you building up strongholds.
Mm-hmm.
When you thinking about this, that, and other. And you know something you said, Prophet, was, Pastor E, when you got enemies and they have hurt you and wounded you and you haven't forgiven them and you constantly thinking about them, constantly talking about them, constantly badgering them, constantly saying evil things against them and not praying for them and loving your enemies and doing good unto them and blessing them and not cursing them. When you constantly thinking about your enemies and what they have done to you and plotting and planning and scheming in your mind and your heart and your emotions and you holding on to these grudges, guess what you're doing? You causing that enemy to come after you even harder.
Mm-hmm.
We wonder why they're still attacking us. We wonder why they still bothering us, why they coming after us even harder. Because in the Amplified version, it says it's not flesh and blood only that we're contending with. See, it's spiritual
tell you
things
one thing.
In high places and wicked places, but it's not only that. It's people that...
Because the revolution that has taken place of the wickedness that's so, I don't know where we got this conversation, but you just said something, and I had to really get into this point because, you know, it's cool to be a devil worshiper now.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool that they have, and maybe not out there yet, but I was reading some stuff out in San Bernardino. I was looking at some stuff in San Bernardino outside of L.A. where they got Satan churches going into the schools.
Because
the real church ain't going back into school. You can't pray in the school, but you can chant in the school. You can now promote any kind of religion. And it happened all with this LGBT movement that everything's accepted now. And now people are running around saying, yeah, I serve the devil.
Yeah,
I call that name. And now, we know the outcome. But that's not good enough of us just knowing the outcome. We got to continue to press to break the cycles that have made most of us compromise. There's so many of us in the body of Christ that are compromising because, well, the government says it's okay to be gay. God didn't say it was okay to be
gay. Come on here. Come on.
But we compromise for the checks and for the money and for the fame. You know, I'm not going to throw nobody in the bus, but I saw many notable Christian artists in a LGBT coming to Dallas concert. I said, that is not of God. Because what you give your mind to, eventually that spirit, you think you're going into a... Now, if it would have been a conference saying, come from Jesus, leave LGBT and come to Jesus conference, that's different. But an LGBT conference saying, come to real life, and you got Christians in there performing, guess what? You now are giving your attention to another side of the world.
That's right.
And before you know it, they're going to be doing the same thing. Not up in here. We're Pastor Terry. Dial one again, Pastor Terry. She got a sermon on that, but we not compromising, and we got to be strong about who we are as these Christians we call ourselves.
And Pastor E, the reason why that they're doing it is because of the money.
Yep.
You know, the love of
they
money.
They sold their souls to the devil.
Well, we got Christians going on psychic hotlines
and Ouija boards and tarot cards reading Christians.
Yes. I mean, well-known Christians.
Yes.
Oh, Pastor Terry dropped. I was about to bring her in right there. But here, we got to call her. Don't hang up, Prophetess. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, you are in the closet. Come on. I know we got you fired up.
Hallelujah.
Woo, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, I'm fired up, Pastor E. Hallelujah. You can't help but to be fired up behind Prophet Wood. What an awesome subject tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo! Hey!
To God be the glory.
Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Father. Y'all, I'm so excited.
To God be the glory.
I'm so excited. Jesus don't play no games, and I don't play any either. I'm for real. Prophet Wood.
Yes, ma'am.
I need all you men and God, women of God on these lines tonight. The mind. Our mind play tricks on us. And hallelujah.
Play tricks on us. Yes, Lord.
Our mind. I'm going to stick to your subject. Our mind plays tricks on us. Our mind plays tricks on us. And you know why? You know why?
Come on, come on, come on.
Our mind is a terrible thing to waste. And the devil, look, our mind is a thought pattern.
Yes.
Our mind is a thought pattern. And the devil, his father got that our mind. And we got to tell him, no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Come on now. Come on.
We got to let him know that great is he that is in us and he that is in the world.
Come on, come on.
We got to let him know all things work together for the good that them that love him according to his purpose.
Yes, come on now.
And Pastor Prophet Wood, as you was preaching tonight, I'm so anointed, so powerful. Let me encourage you tonight on in the Lord. You keep on keeping on.
Yes.
You walk in the path of Christ. You follow Christ like Apostle Paul say, follow Christ. He follow Christ.
Yes.
And he wants you. We got to follow Christ. Let me say this. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Oh, Father. It's
thank
such an awesome anointing on this line.
Thank you, Father.
I felt like running through this house like I had lost my mind.
Lord, have mercy.
I love the Lord with all of my heart, Jesus. I love him with everything that is within me.
Yes.
I love him. And I speak to my mind, Prophet Wood, I need you to hear me every chance I get. I speak to my mind.
Yes.
And I tell my mind to line up with the word of God.
Yes.
I speak to my mind. I say, mind, I command you to be whole. Mind, I command you to line up with the word of God to be whole.
Yes.
And my mind, there's nothing wrong with my mind. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have a sound mind, y'all.
I am sound.
Oh, good God, hallelujah, Jesus. Under all of us, Shaya.
Yes, Lord.
I'm still a creating mind. And when you know there is not a capacity to your mind, that means you keep building your mind by more good information.
Yes,
the reason why our minds die into Alzheimer's. The reason why our mind go into dementia is because we're not putting enough information in it. Too much.
That's
time.
It. Hallelujah. Yes,
spiritual information.
Yes. I heard.
What other kind of information you think I'd be doing, Prophet? No. But I'm talking about good information. I read a lot of things that are good
for
the edification of my knowledge. Because I believe that that's the purpose of dementia and Alzheimer's is empty space.
Sir.
And
I know what happened. I got my mind. I know where my mind. We've been teaching this from day one.
Is that you have so much capacity in your mind right now that you're not using.
Yes.
So why wouldn't you go? Why wouldn't you go to a land of nah when you got so much empty space?
Go ahead, Prophet,
I just, you know what, don't nobody use that because I just got a revelation. That's
the
mine.
Of,
that's
nah,
mine.
Nah,
coming,
yes.
Nobody else come with that first because I just got a revelation.
I'm using it.
I'm copywriting that right now.
Yes.
It was first heard by Pastor E.
Yes.
No, but I'm
and
serious.
You know
think about that. Think about that.
Listen.
Think about that. Why would I not be wondering when I got too much empty space?
Yes, Lord. Yes. And you know what? I went over there to Second Corinthians. I heard Pastor Lori. I went to Second Corinthians a few minutes ago, Pastor Wood, Prophet Woods, while you were preaching and teaching this anointed word. And he said, our warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through God. And they're pulling down a stronghold, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
Yes.
Amen. You
Hallelujah,
know what, family? It's like the principles that, you know, Pastor E been teaching for years. What we pay our attention to, that's what some people will sit down, they'll watch TV all day, they'll listen to the wrong things, they'll read the wrong things. So that's what you're inputting in. Our brain is a computer. Whatever is in front of you, if people are not putting the word of God in front of them, they're reading the National Enquirer, reading junk, they're going to fill themselves up with junk. So all we say, we have to break the habits of our younger generation. Sometimes you've got to get in under those earbuds, see what they're listening to.
Yes.
See who's putting it, because the voices you hear, is that's who you're going to follow. And if you don't be still and hear from God, you're following the wrong people.
Yes.
So that's what it says, keep
this?
Our mind stayed on Jesus. And anything we're
this?
Doing, if you, yes, go ahead, Evangelist.
Can I say this? And I'm going to get off this line. Listen, when I went to the doctor several years ago, and they told me that I was going to have surgery.
Right.
And I told them no, because I had prayed and listened to God, and God spoke
to
me.
Your father, yes.
And the doctor said, what type of medicine are you on? And I was naming the medication that I was taking.
Right.
And I didn't have nothing with me, no notes, nothing on whatever I was taking. But he looked at me and he said, Virginia, he said, you have a sharp mind. You know why I shop? Because God, my mind is not going to be tossed to and fro. My mind is going to be on that God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
He can see your faith in God,
Amen.
Evangelist. He can see your faith in God. When you went in there and you was going to surgery and you said, let me go talk to my father. Let me go talk to the doctor, my doctor.
The show,
let me go talk to
show,
my
brother.
Healer.
I know,
he
I know.
He seen your faith.
Look, the show is over, man. It's
That's
over.
Faith.
You
Praise
know,
be to God, but you know what? This is the Now Network revival, because it just feels good.
Network.
It feels good to
this
have
you
here.
The whole Now Network used to roll because we used to communicate and share with each other.
Yes.
And everybody
and grow.
Used to dial one.
And grow. Faith grow.
So I want to put this
Faith
out
grow.
There. If I can get about, give me 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes. I want to put this out there to everyone since I have the platform. It's revival time.
Yes, it is, Pastor. I said it to my
friend.
Yes.
It's the Now Network revival time. We're not going
to
wait for crossover.
I can agree.
Because if you want to be a part of crossover, you need to come to California because we're doing it big. I'm going to just leave it at that. But it's revival time now.
Yes.
And I am ready to preach.
Amen.
I am ready to have it on Blog Talk. I'm ready to have it on the conference line. I'm ready to have it on Zoom. I'm ready to have it on StreamYard and everything else. I need a message from everybody who's down. Now, check this out.
Amen.
I am not sitting around waiting on 100 people. I'm waiting on the ones that are ready.
I'm
Amen.
Ready.
For an online revival
Stay ready.
That will
I am ready.
Light Lord. The fire.
Amen.
Push fire revival 2024
Hallelujah.
On the Now Network.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on,
That's
come
deep.
On. Let's do
That's
it.
Deep.
Let's do it.
Jesus. I'm
Let's
down.
Fresh fire. Fresh fire.
Fresh fire.
Fresh fire.
I got a flyer ready. I just need pictures and stuff. But let's in the next week, I already know Prophet is down. Prophet
yes,
is
yes,
Lori.
Yes.
Why are you here tonight other than to get this invitation? And I know you got a word
Amen.
For the people.
Timing.
Evangelist
yes,
Virginia,
indeed.
Pastor Terry, myself, we're in. Because I wouldn't have made this invitation unless I knew that I had five that could at least go an hour and a half.
Yes.
Because
Hallelujah.
We need a real revival.
Amen.
Yes,
and,
yes Lord.
So let's get
yes,
let's
Lord.
Get together. Let's
Thank
put
you.
A date together soon.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank
you got to come
Lord.
With a date.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
That we're
Jesus.
All free.
Father.
And that we can all support each other's broadcast too. Not just come on for your own preaching.
Yes.
This is a revival that we need to spread in each city, each state, and bring our resources together.
Yes, sir.
Oh, brother.
And if you ain't been around me for a while, I used to have resources. I got a lot of resources now. So let's connect and let's re-energize the core that God gave us years ago. Prophetess Lori wouldn't have been here without Prophet Dwayne.
Yeah,
Virginia wouldn't be here for Sir
Minister
Ryan.
Minister Sir Ryan.
Pastor Jerry, it depends on what day. It could be apostle on Monday. It could be prophet on Tuesday.
Amen.
It could be evangelist on Friday. So Sir Ryan was the reason why we are connected so much with Evangel Virginia. And by Facebook, that's the only reason I know Terry. We grew up in Compton.
Amen.
She's just a little bit younger than me.
She was behind me. Believe me,
she's just a little bit younger than me. But we met each other through Facebook, so we got to take advantage.
We got to take advantage of all of the areas
that we have. And if we're gonna do this, we got to do this big.
Yes, sir.
So it's just not me promoting. I need you guys to promote as much.
On one accord.
And you guys tell me.
State to state.
24 hours.
City to city.
Yes.
12 hours.
Connecticut. We got Georgia. We got Louisiana right here. Louisiana. We have all. See how God has got us all connected? On one accord.
No, we're
going to.
Point of it is that we're going to go back to the archives and we're going to reach out to all the Now Network broadcasters.
Yes.
Pastor Dwayne. Pastor Ann.
Collins.
I mean, we still connected.
Pastor.
That's your job. You know all of them names. I'm going to get that to you. We want to reach out to everybody that's ever been a part of the Now Network and ask them would they come and do a revival with us.
Yes. We'll do. Already done. We got this.
And then, Pastor E.
We got 19 minutes. No, look, I'm going to say this, Prophet, and I'm done. We got 19 minutes, and this is the Prophet's Closet. So let us get back in order and hand it back over to the Prophet, because we almost took this show over.
Amen.
Thank you, Prophet.
Thank you, Prophet, for allowing us.
Awesome.
Thank you for allowing us to reunite tonight. But we want to hand it back over to you and get back in order.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
That's right.
God be the glory. You know, I was thinking about what you said, Pastor, because every December, the 31st, going into the new year, we do a revival over here on the Now Net, 24 hours of nothing but teaching words. All up until the new year, we're going to the new year with teaching wonderful words of affirmation from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to those who are listening. So I know he's going to be planning that real soon. And then we're talking about the revival. He's going to be planning that along with Minister Terry, Pastor Terry. So we got some great things that's getting ready to start happening over here, and we need everybody to get on board. We're not asking you for no money. We're just asking you for your time. Time is more important than money right now. Glory be to God.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Guess what? Somebody that's listening over there on the internet, you like Pastor E would say, you just pressed on here. You don't even know why you're here, but God does. And it's time for you to just say, look, for God, it's time for you to come on in and say, for God I live and for God I die. I want to know this Jesus that y'all are serving. And if that's you, we got a green room that you can go into, and all you got to do is just push the number that Pastor E tells you to push, and you go into the green room, and we can lead you to the Lord. There's somebody on here who's broken, and you're just saying, man, I just need to get over the hump. Well, we have people on here who can pray you through on the Now Network. Not tomorrow. We're talking about right now. We're not talking about folks to say, well, I'm going to pray for you and never pray for you, but we're talking about people who are going to pray for you right now.
Now.
If that's you, come on now. So that we can pray for you and speak speak words of encouragement to your spirit. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 55, Jesus, God says this, that through the prophet Isaiah, he said, my ways aren't your ways, nor are my thoughts your thoughts, for my ways and thoughts are much higher than yours. I want y'all to listen to that. And then he says over there in the book of Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of good, not of evil, to bring you into an expected end. To bring you to an expected end. God knows everything about you. He's the one who created and made you for such a time as this. And whatever the enemy meant for evil, God is getting ready to turn it around for your good, because he knows the thought towards you. Amen. So if you're here tonight, we're here. We're here. The Bible says heaven rejoices for one soul coming into the kingdom. We're waiting on you. And if you might not be here today, well, we'll catch you sometime tomorrow. We'll catch you sometime next week, or whenever the Now Network is in operation, which is almost every day. You're going to catch something from the Now Network. So I'm your friend. I'm your brother. I'm your cousin. I'm your prophet, Dwayne Woods. And now it's time to close the prophet doors. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise, Lord, honor, and glory for praise each and every person that is listening, God, those who came in with us to give words
thank
of encouragement to everybody. We thank you for Pastor E for even having this platform, God, that you broaden his territory right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we speak blessings and to each and every person that's on the line, that they should receive everything that God has for them, nothing lacking,
Father,
nothing missing. And so, Father, we thank you right now for an overflow of your spirit, and God, and for move upon the earth. And, Father, we send help right now to our brothers in Israel. Lord, and shield them right now. You said, if you bless my people, I'll bless you. So, Father, we're asking that your Shekinah glory be in the land of Israel right now, and you begin to protect your people, Father, the way that you know how. And stop the killings right now throughout the whole world, God. Stop the killings right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we bless you, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. And it is
praise.
So, and so it is. Amen.
So.
Back into your hands.
Don't hang up. I know after we say amen, you normally hang up. But listen to just this. Everything we said is dependent on you. Everybody that is a previous, and I know we're going to have many listen to the archives, we're calling out all Now Network alumni to come home. Let's put the Now Network back in your city, your home, your car, and everywhere it used to be, instead of just the groups that we have. It's time for us to really get back together and to really share, because we have a lot of information that needs to be shared. But the only reason we can do this is because of God. And when you know it's not so much about what you didn't do, but more about what you're ready to do, you know how to be grateful. I want to share this song with you because it's unknown throughout the United States. This is a new release from the Now Church, California, Pastor E and the Now Praise. Check this out. Don't hang up. If you don't like the song, hang up. But if you get the premise of it, you'll see that it's nothing about being grateful and being thankful. Because sometimes you just got to realize that the only reason I'm here is because of God. And then everything I have comes to God. And everything I do is only because of God. So I'm grateful.
I'm grateful. I'm even grateful. You're not-
We love you guys. Thank you for listening.